Receive you fine.
Hi, you're doing a great race from the start to launch on last Sunday. Could you come back on the first days of sailing?
It's been, as I'm sure you know from all the other competitors, but it's been a bit of everything. It's been very, very fast. Because of the nature of the races, it's sort of lots of different races bolted together. So it feels like just when you finish one section, you're madly into the next. And it was very fast all the way to Ireland, and very fast back to the coast of France. But slowed down now. But we're enjoying our first bit of bright sunshine and more leisurely downwind sailing.
There are many boats around you. I imagine that you are constantly trimming the sail.
Yeah, we are. But we've had a good morning. We've overtaken a few boats, and we're busy more than trimming sails right now. We're busy trying to work out what the next step is with the weather, and because it looks quite complicated for the approach to Guernsey and that section of the race, because on this part of the coast there's a great deal of tide, and we're trying to avoid the tide by getting in amongst the rocks at times, and at other times we're trying to get offshore to get in for the best current. So it's a very complex set of decisions to make the best outcome.
Is your first race aboard this boat, Polkadot 154? I can imagine that you are very happy to be in this position with a lot of boats around you. That's not finished. There will be many options to try to pass some boats.
Yeah, I agree. And, it's the first time Alex and I, in fact, we'd only done one day sailing on the boat prior to the race start. So for Alex and I, it's both a new boat, and Alex is preparing now for the Ruda run. This has been a fantastic learning curve for him. In preparation for that race, and I've really enjoyed being on this boat. I think it's a fabulous boat, and it's got great potential. And obviously, it's the winner of the last Ruda run, so one hopes the boat can do well.
How is the crew doing after 4 days at sea?
Good. Yeah, no, he's good. Alex is really good, and I'm really good. We're both tired, we're aching, and not used to the sort of constant, this is just one hell of a race. I mean, I've done many, many races, and this is quite different in many, many respects, because it just feels like lots of individual races in sequence. The only thing I can think that's even close to it is around Britain, which tends to be but quite similar. But no, it's a really great event, and now being with other boats, this morning we had 7 boats around us, so you really feel like you're in a race, whereas some of the sections of the race, you know, you're not seeing anyone at all, and you kind of forget that you're just trying to get through the night or whatever. So today was great. It felt great to be in amongst a load of boats.
As you say, there is 7 boats around you. Did you take time to speak with Dame on the radio, or you are only focused on the boat, on the speedboat?
I'm terrible at that. I'm really terrible. I know I should call people on the radio, but I don't hear any chatter on the radio, so I don't make any chatter on the radio. But we've passed very close to some boats, and it's very good camaraderie between the crews, and everyone waves and smiles, and as long as you're on the right tack, then everyone's happy.
Thank you very much, Mike, for these words, and good luck for the end of the race, and see you soon in Caen.
All right, look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.